Hello, this is the American College of Surgeons, the Resident and Associate Society, and we're bringing you some information about matriculating from medical school into surgical residency. So here with us this afternoon is Paul Valerie Roulette. Dr. Roulette?
Hey, this is Paul Valerie Roulette, the orthopedic liaison for the Resident Associate Society. And today I'm hoping to bring to you some information to help you with budgeting for interviews as well as discussing some common interview questions that are asked along the trail. Budgeting for interviews can seem like a daunting task, but it is an important thing to think about in advance. Costs for travel via planes, trains, and automobiles can definitely add up. Having realistic expectations will save you and your credit card some headache. The first thing to acknowledge, because you are on the American College of Surgeons website, is that you are applying to a surgical residency. Benton et al., in their study of fourth-year medical students, reporting that while a majority of students only spend between $1,000 to $5,000, surgical candidates spend more than any other specialty. Greater than 20% of surgical candidates spent more than $7,000, while only 8.6% of survey respondents spent more than $7,000. That's a lot of money, and that is something you should hope to not have to let roll over your favorite credit card. The cost of residency interviews is highly dependent on how many programs you are planning on applying to and are subsequently offered interviews. While you have the sunken cost from your ERAS application for the individual residencies, it is not necessary that you attend all the interviews that you are offered. Many people apply broadly to make sure that they are casting a wide enough net. But when your interviews start rolling, you can definitely start to tailor your interview acceptances based on your goals for the future. The goals may include cities in which you would enjoy living in, climates that you can tolerate, and of course, the characteristics of the individual institutions. As for the ERAS application, this alone costs $99 to start and is a required cost. This gets you 10 programs. The next 10 applications will cost you $13 each and should be taken into account in your budgeting. Then each following 10 applications cost $17 each. There is also an additional $80 for USMLE transcripts, or $90 if you took the COMLEX. The next portion of this can be highly variable, but the principles should transfer to most candidates applying to a surgical residency. On average, most medical students interview at about 12 programs after having applied to about 36. The variance on this number is determined on how competitive of programs you are applying to and how competitive of a candidate you are. If you rock the steps and had honors or just A's if no honors apply in your surgery and medicine rotation, then you are likely looking at the right number. If you are rocky on your steps and scored lower than published averages or got a B on your surgery rotation, then you are likely applying to more programs with hopefully a larger basket of interviews to pick from as well. Take this into consideration when you are squaring away your budget. And aside on how to pay for all of this, credit cards can certainly have their flaws, but when it comes to residency interviews, they can be a calculated means to an end. While budgeting for interviews gives you an appreciation for about how much you will need to get through that 2 to 3 months of traveling, not everyone will have the required amount available in cash. Using a credit card that has benefits like travel rewards or cash back is helpful when you know that you will be doing quite a bit of travel in a short period of time. There are a ton of websites and cards that have new enrollment deals for opening a new credit card, and many of these come with low intro APRs or zero APR and bonus miles if an X amount of dollars is spent within a short specified window. This 2 to 3 months that you are completing your surgical residency interviews can be the perfect time for you to open one of these cards. Another option for financing are medical residency and relocation loans that are marketed by private banks and loan servicers. Loan terms are variable between institutions, but some provide the benefit of forbearance during your residency with interest rates that are often more favorable than credit cards. In the end, the goal should be to minimize the amount of debt you take on. If you do take on debt, you should be comfortable and have a plan on how you propose to repay it. As for the interview, here's a list of some common interview questions that you should be prepared for when going into an interview. Tell me about yourself. Why do you want to go into surgery? What is your greatest weakness? What research are you most proud of? Now tell me more about your research time. What did you learn from the experience? Tell me about this manuscript, presentation, etc. Where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years? Tell me about anything unusual in your history, military, transfer programs, poor step scores, etc. If you can invite any three people, dead or alive, to dinner, who would they be? What's a book that you have recently read for fun? Tell me about a mistake that you made in life. Tell me 4 adjectives that describe yourself. What is something negative about general surgery? What is your favorite surgery? If you could go back in a time machine, where would you go? Tell me about a paradigm shift that may occur, medical or non-medical. What is something that you believe that not many other people believe in? Who has been the most influential person in your life? How do you approach conflict? Who's your favorite TV or movie character? Do you have a favorite book? What characteristics make a good leader? Tell me a joke. What are you looking for in a program? What color would you use to describe yourself? How would you deal with a difficult patient or a difficult resident or an abrasive attending? What would you do if you couldn't go do medicine? What challenges do you think the field of general surgery is facing? What was the best trip you ever took? If you could emulate any attending, who would it be and why? What will you do if you don't match? Now, always have thoughtful questions prepared to ask faculty and interviewers. This just demonstrates that you are actively thinking and seeking a program that will fit your needs and train you well.